More than 14% of residents in the Roaring Fork Valley don't have health insurance, and many struggle with stable housing, food security, and paying medical bills. That's all according to the results from the 2019 Colorado Health Access Survey, or CHAS. I spoke with Eli Boone, a research analyst with the Colorado Health Institute, about how the Health Statistics Region 12, or HSR 12, which includes Pitkin, Garfield, and Eagle counties, struggle to afford medical care.
What are the findings that stand out to you the most with this region?
HSR 12 captures Garfield, Eagle, Pitkin, Grand, and Summit County. And I think when looking at HSR 12, the biggest story is around affordability of health insurance and access to care.
So what is the statistic for the amount of people uninsured in the area?
In HSR 12, the percent of Coloradans who are uninsured is 14.3%.
And that is double the state.
Yeah, the state rate of Coloradans who are uninsured is 6.5%. In HSR 12, this is 14.3, so over double.
Is this the highest in the state?
Yeah, and we think this is due in large part to affordability. It's expensive to live in this region, so things like food security and housing affordability all play into what you can afford. And I think for some Coloradans, that's pricing them out of holding health insurance.
So let's talk about then the other aspects of affordability in the area. What are the other statistics that jump out to you?
We know that 34.8% of Coloradans in HSR 12 reported receiving a surprise medical bill in the last 12 months. That 34.8% translates to just under 60,000 Coloradans.
They obviously went to get medical care, so they knew that bill was coming in the mail, but is it more of they thought insurance was going to cover it and then it did not?
Yeah, that's exactly it.
I think that's really surprising because if you're uninsured, you kind of would expect to get those medical bills in the mail or not receive care at all. So that's still surprising with how many people are uninsured versus how many are getting these surprise medical bills.
Yeah, that's a good point. HSR 12 both has the highest rate of uninsured Coloradans and the highest rate of Coloradans receiving a surprise medical bill.
When 34.8 are having unexpected bills come in the mail and 22.3 are having trouble paying their medical bills, how does that affect every other aspect of accessing healthcare?
Seeing different bills related to healthcare expenses can impact how you access care, right? If you're afraid that you won't be able to afford some care or you receive a piece of mail that is a scary bill that is unaffordable, you may be less likely to interact with the health system.
So then the social factors, 12.8 said they ate less than they should due to lack of food, and then 14.5% were concerned about housing in the next 2 months. Does that go into that uninsured percentage and the affordability? How do these all coincide with one another?
So everything is connected, right? How affordable your health insurance coverage is, how much money you have for food, and what your rent or mortgage do every month all play into each other, right? And so with these high rates of Coloradans eating less than they thought they should due to a lack of money for food and high rates of Coloradans being concerned about having stable housing over the next 2 months, it plays into each other. Now, how much we know these high costs of food and housing directly impact the uninsured rate, I think would take some more research and analysis, but we know that they are all connected. You know, one thing that we know to be true about HSR 12 is that the cost of living is really high. We also know that there are some affluent people that live in these resort communities, but there are also Coloradans who live there all the time who maybe aren't as affluent. So maybe it didn't come as such a surprise that we'd see these percentages related to affordability, despite having some affluent and wealthy Coloradans living in the area.
That was a conversation I had with Eli Boone, a research analyst with the Colorado Health Institute, about the recently released 2019 Health Access Survey results. I'm Molly Dove, Aspen Public Radio News.